Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The left fielder, Stan Swanson. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gary Sutherland. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Stoneman covering, for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Seaver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. Day moves to second. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Bailey reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Art Shamsky now playing right field. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards third. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub throws the ball into Sutherland, who tags Cranepool trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jorgensen scores. Two outs. It's Mets, 1, Expos, 1. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Swanson. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutherland fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutherland strikes out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stoneman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crane Pool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Day for the out. One out. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 2 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swanson. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Sutherland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Don Hahn now playing center field. Mike Jorgensen now playing right field. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunt strikes out. One out. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Mayshore pinch runs for Jim Ferry. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool is walked intentionally. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jones moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Don Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Stan Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.